Don't call it a comeback. But we are back for the first time in many, many months. One of us got married. One of us traveled throughout Europe. And one of us is your host named Matt.
That's me.
Actually, I should backtrack. I just got COVID. So there are some exciting things happening in my life. I'm not a victim. I'm a survivor. That's how I see myself. So a few things happened, and we're going to recap. It's like, you know, it's like The Office. You know, the camera crew isn't there during the summer.
Right.
Episode one, they have to recap what the summer was like. Our summer was September through December. We are back. So real quick, I'm your host, Matt. With me, as always, is Patty.
Hello. I don't know how to do this anymore.
Yeah. And Jeremy.
Hi. That was four months?
Yeah, I think we recorded in September. Which of you would like to go first with your personal experience, personal highlight of the last few months?
Patricia can go first.
Patricia, tell us about the whole marriage thing. Is it overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
I think it's overrated.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Sorry, Johnny.
No, honestly, I feel like if I could do it again, I'd probably make it a lot smaller than it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The maybe wedding or the like marriage?
The wedding.
The wedding.
I don't know what the difference is. I don't, what?
The marriage is what you're currently in right now.
Oh, no. Like the wedding.
Okay.
Yeah, probably just do like a court thing maybe. Make it look cute.
Mm.
What would you like to talk about in relation to your wedding? Do you want the highlights, the low lights, the medium lights, the Marlboro lights?
Ooh. I don't know. You guys were there. What did you guys like specifically from the wedding?
More people. The two of us, one was more involved and one was not there completely.
which though?
You were there, yeah, but you weren't there.
Yeah. Who's who? I don't know.
So you got married pretty much 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And I had a blast.
Yes, you were the officiant.
Yes,
the official officiant.
The honorary officiant.
The reverend.
Everyone loved you. Everyone gave you drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your Spanish was on point.
Yeah. I made sure to make the most of those drinks. Mm-hmm. By finishing each one that was given to me. I had a good time. I was nervous, but I'm sure multiple people were nervous that day.
Mm-hmm.
I think it went well. There were some hiccups beforehand,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to remember that day the rest of my life.
Yeah, it was a nice day. I feel like as the coordinator / bride, it's just a lot of stress, so you don't get to enjoy, like you don't get to stop and enjoy until everything is done. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, that would just be my advice. If anyone listening is planning on getting married, hire a coordinator. Don't do it yourself, because you don't get to stop and enjoy and get drunk and have fun with everyone, because you're constantly thinking about like what's coming next, like what needs to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that everyone's taken care of. So as a bride or as a groom, don't recommend for you to be doing that, which was kind of the downside.
Mm-hmm.
of the whole day. But in the overall experience, like now that it's over and it's past, I am glad that it happened, and that everyone had fun and got to experience it.
Yeah, when I've talked about it with the people who attended, only nice things were said about it. So
yeah,
it was a fun time.
Jeremy,
what was your favorite part?
Me?
That you can remember, yeah.
Yeah, that you remember from the wedding. Well,
some people had a little bit more fun than others. And some people regretted that as well. My favorite part was, the wedding was, I guess, the beginning of the dancing. Mm-hmm. Having to dance with everyone. I like the drinks a little bit too much. But it was cool. It was fun. I think just being around everyone and seeing Johnny have a good time was all I needed to see.
You were there mostly just to support Johnny, right?
Yeah. I tried talking him out of it because I knew, like, hey, man, you sure you want to do this? Like, she's, you know, not all there, if you know what I mean. And he said, yeah, you know, I had to see this through. I had to see this through, my boy. So I was like, all right, you do you, man. But yeah, it was really fun. I just wish I didn't do the second part so much and just enjoy drinking.
Yeah. For me, I'll say that I was stressed for most of the day leading up to it. I thought I was ready. I thought I'd gotten past my nerves. And then I was coming out of the driveway. My car broke down. So I was really worried that I was going to miss the beginning, which was really my part of it. So I was really nervous about that. It was just real hectic. Once I got there, I was a little flustered. But once it got going, I'm really glad I did it. I'm really glad Patty and Johnny asked me to officiate. It was stepping out of my comfort zone, and I'm glad I did it.
Yeah. I had a bartend in the beginning, too, so yeah. I was kind of nervous.
You were a part-time bartender?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot of things before it started that kind of were like, how do I explain it? Like, of all the things that could happen, they happened kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, your car broke down, and then our bartender, she got a flat tire or something. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly what happened.
Flat tire and a speeding ticket.
It was super windy the morning of the wedding. So we weren't able to put most of like the table decor on the tables. The wind stopped literally right before the ceremony started, which was like, it was hectic to put all the decor and then have it all just like fall out, like fall off and like fly out of the tables. And then people started getting there, and then we were like, okay, well, we need to take pictures, so we can't deal with this right now. Mm-hmm. So we just took pictures, and then the wind stopped, and then I don't even know what happened, but somehow the tables got, you know, decorated. Yeah. At that point, I was on like just hyperdrive mode. Yeah, I was just like, all right, whatever, I don't care anymore. But yeah, it was stressful. Yeah, just elope, people, just do it. It's so much better.
I was glad I was there. And I was glad that, like, the things that I don't particularly enjoy at weddings, I actually did enjoy, which, like, was, like, the dancing and socializing and stuff. Usually when I find a dog to hang out with. But I hung out with people that I don't get to hang out with very much. And it was really awesome. And they definitely took care of me at the end of the night.
Yeah, I wish I could say the same. I had fun for myself that night. But I mean, it's the friends we make along the way. And yeah, I would say there's a lot of moments where a lot of stories were told to me after the fact that I didn't know I did. And that's always fun to know, that the embarrassing moments.
Yeah.
There's a video on a TikTok that I saw that had me on it that I don't remember. And it's like, cool, awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. Memorable.
Yeah, super fun, super memorable. I can't wait for your next wedding, Patty.
Yeah, same.
The next one will definitely be a destination elopement. So.
And that's the Chris Evans one, or?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. When he's 50 and I'm
50.
How much younger am I than him? Like 20 years?
20 years?
No, yeah, he's probably. Like in his 50? 30s, right?
Maybe he's like 16, 17 years.
What, you're 24?
They're like 10 years?
24, 25.
I want to say he's like 35. Maybe?
So 10 years?
No, he's older than that.
I think he's closer to 40.
Yeah, he's probably got to be around 40. Anywho. Okay. Jeremy, you just got back from an extended trip in Europe. I don't think I've really talked to you about it. I got to experience through Instagram stories. But I would like to hear all about your trip.
All right. Just for the update, Chris Evans is 40 years old.
40.
Yeah, he looks good for a 40-year-old. I guess that's what the single life does to you.
It's the adrenochrome.
Is that what it's called? They inject you?
Conspiratorial. But
1981 is the year he was born.
It's a good year.
1981. So, yeah. Me and my friends decided to do a little Europe trip over the Christmas break, which included the countries. Originally, this was the original one. So, this is originally what we were trying to do was England, Netherlands, Germany, Belgium, France, Italy, and Spain.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess during Christmas, Omicron decided to show up and say, hey, party's over, guys. So, the countries we did go to was England, Belgium, Italy, and Spain. So, little detours. A lot of game time decisions were made because new information was coming in. More borders were closing up, or like essential workers, or more paperwork was needed.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of audibles that came into play. It was fun. I would rather stay in a country for like a week rather than constantly like get a taste of each one. I mean, it makes sense for your trip to get a taste of each one and then see which one you want to come back to.
Yeah.
But it was just constant traveling and constant moving, which kind of wore me down. Mm-hmm. Like at the very end of it in Spain, I didn't really enjoy it because Barcelona is like a party city, a nightlife city. And there's no such thing as nightlife in COVID era. So I think like right before we got on the trip, they did a curfew. So usually like people go up until like 6 a.m. and like stay out, but they had a curfew until 1. So I was like, okay, well, you know, that's not really much to work with. But yeah, by the end of it, I just wanted to stay in the apartment and just rest because we're just moving so much. Like, it's like towards the end of it, like in Italy. So we land in London. We have like a day in London to see everything. But in that day, we got news that France was shutting down, basically. And Amsterdam was closed down. Like, it was completely done. Like, no, there weren't letting people in. And everything was getting refunded to us. And then, like, right before we were about to leave, France said, hey, yeah, only essential workers can come in. Like, no tourists, no anything. So we're like, okay, well, now what do we do? So on the train from London to Belgium, a group of friends that I mainly stayed with, a group of five, we decided, hey, you know what, let's spend more time in Italy. Let's do more cities. And, you know, since the time we're going to lose in Germany and Amsterdam and France.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, you know, I would. Italy's one of my dream vacations, so why not see more of it? So we went to Venice, Florence, and then everyone met up in Rome. But yeah, it was so much. I think it was completely worth it. But the thing is, once we got to Belgium, we talked to one of the train employees, and they said that, oh, yeah, well, I mean, you could still go. I mean, it's basically the governments were just putting up a front saying, yeah, we are health. We're following all the health codes. Yeah. I mean, once you were in, it's like, okay, we don't give a hoot of what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So a few of my friends actually kept going to France. So they went to Paris, which, you know, would have been cool. But I mean, I would enjoy Italy a lot more.
Yeah.
So yeah, things are a little bit different there. I would say the tobacco companies will never go out of business because everyone in Europe smokes constantly. And I think it's like, I don't know, that keeps them warm. That's why they keep smoking. But I mean, it was just everyone, everywhere you go, people are smoking. It's like, okay, cool. This is horrible. But yeah, what do you want to know about the trip?
All right, so is British food terrible?
Yes, hands down, yes. What I would say the English breakfast was probably the best meal.
Yeah.
I would say that the tea there, oh my God, the tea was amazing. No one does it better than the Brits. But the English breakfast was probably the best food, like their baked beans and Patty's big sausage that she mentioned. When you commented that, I was like, I don't know what the hell she's talking about. And then I saw it. I was like, oh, my God. But, yeah, it's all their food is bland. There's no seasoning. There's no.
Is the sausage called bangers?
Are they? I don't know.
Are they called bangers?
Bangers? Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. But, yeah, so the food's bland. They aren't known for having good food. They were too busy conquering half the world.
Right.
To worry about
the food. They said, we'll just take their food.
Right.
You do your own food, and then we'll claim it as ours. And then but I will say...
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. The food was bland. They didn't know how to season their stuff. A lot of fish and chips around.
Yeah.
A lot of burgers. Oh, that's one thing I did. I made it a mission to visit a McDonald's in every country I visited. And that was, I think it was an amazing goal because every country was different. There was not the same.
What were the unique menu items that you remember?
So I would say, first and foremost, the American McDonald's is complete trash.
Okay.
Complete trash. Like everywhere everywhere I went, it's fresh. It's like a fresh food. It's like a completely different, like, taste.
Yeah, I've heard
like
that
the meat is actual meat, so you can actually taste it, the buns, and like everything's super fresh,
so it doesn't taste like McDonald's then.
Nowhere near it.
What's the point?
Nowhere near it. So I mean I could see why people would rag on the American McDonald's, but everywhere else was amazing. I would say the best McDonald's I did visit was in Spain had the best one. So the difference is, in London, let's see, London had the McRoyal. That was basically like a Not a double cheeseburger. What's the next one? Like a quarter pounder?
Yeah. Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
No.
Pulp Fiction? Oh, okay. They talk about Samuel L. Jackson and John Travolta, I think. They talk about the Royale in England.
The Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese, yep. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
It's a side. So they had that. A lot of their breakfasts were like croissants. This is London. So the breakfast was like a, like they're non-traditional, like traditional that we get, like pancakes and all that. There was nothing like that.
Really?
So like they had their version of their breakfast was like toast and like mostly toast basically. Yeah, London McDonald's, they had banana shakes. That was the biggest one. And then like their burgers were kind of the same, but I would say the Royal McRoyal was probably the most different. Uh-huh. I would say the UK was more like America, like Americanized than the other places.
Yeah.
So it didn't really feel different. But once we got to Belgium, that's when the difference came in, because the whole architecture and there was no asphalt at all. It was all just cobblestones everywhere. Like really? For the rest of Europe, it was just all cobblestones, no asphalts. And then Belgium's McDonald's, again, they were very fresh. So they had like their, what's it called? Like Master, McMaster burgers. Uh-huh. It was like a, I don't know what, which is not a gourmet burger, but like, you know, like a above average, like above a regular, like double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
So, and then they had their fries. Their fries are like thick, like a, what would you, like a thick fry? I don't know what you call. Steak fries. Yes, there you go. Yeah. Thank you. Steak fries.
Yeah.
And yeah, Belgium's known for their fries too. So it was really good. They don't come with ketchup. They come with mayonnaise. So that was interesting.
Very interesting.
The Italian McDonald's. They have like a whole dessert menu. Like they have like a really good dessert menu, like tarts and like cheesecake and like these little cake pop balls. Those are really good. And then they have these like mini calzones. Instead of fries, they have like these little mini calzones. Those are really good.
That seems kind of random.
Yeah, well, it's Italy, so you know.
But instead of fries, that's not a.
Well, they had fries, but that was like another, like they could upgrade it to like a little.
But I never considered a calzone to be a side for anything.
Well, you know, when in Rome. So then Spain was like completely different than mm-hmm. anyone else. So they had like these burgers that like had three different cheeses on them. Like there was so like their McFlurries came in like a cup instead of like the ones that we're used to. It was like a Cold Stone's cup.
Yeah.
Their fries, they also had like steak cook. No, they had like the potatoes. Like if you eat like a breakfast or something, like their potatoes or like the little tiny potatoes, but let's say they're cut up.
Yeah, like
they're not like steak. They're not steak fries, but they're like, you know,
kind of like little. Taco Bell has theirs.
Hey, they have fries
like the Fiesta potatoes from Taco Bell.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Maddie. Yeah.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
They're little like cube looking.
They're what do they call them? I usually always ask. To like if I go to a diner and they have like a plate with hash browns, I always ask for, is it breakfast potatoes maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's breakfast something potatoes, like yeah. Home it's fries? Like diced potatoes.
Wait, what are home
fries? Home style, yeah, home style fries or home potatoes. Yeah.
So that's the type of fries they had. And that was like they had like, you know, obviously the regular ones, but you could also have that option.
Yeah.
Again, all these McDonald's too, they were really nice. They're clean. Didn't have homeless people around it.
Did you see a lot of homeless people out there?
There was a few. I would say there's more beggars than homeless people. Like, especially in Rome, that's where all the gypsies are. So you know how I am with them, those yeah, types.
One of your favorite groups of people.
Yeah. So the funny thing is they all look the same for the gypsies. Like, literally the same little old woman with a whole bunch of wrinkles, with shaking cane and little coin cup. And they'll just come up to you while you're sitting in line, you know, just work the lines.
Yeah.
And there's a one woman who was just laying down, face down, like what doing the Jesus thing, waiting for anyone just pass by. She was just laying there.
It's tough to see other people live out your dreams, you know?
Yeah. I would say, oh my God, I'll tell you this. So in Rome was by far the worst when it came to like scammers and beggars. They have these African, like people from Africa who are scamming people. So I don't know if you know like the bracelet scams. So they'll come up to you, say, hey, you American or, you know, whatever. And they'll say, hey, I'm from, my family's from Chicago, and yada, 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 but like in a heavy Nigerian accent.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, yeah, yeah. And then they'll throw you a bracelet. You catch it, and they, yeah, it's for you. And then you walk away, and then they follow you. They tell you, it's like, hey, you know, I worked hard on that. You think you'd give me some money? So when you say, like, oh, no, here you can have it back. No, that was for you. But you have to pay me now because, you know, you have it. And they won't stop bothering you if you don't give them money.
So I already knew. You end up giving them.
I didn't. I already knew about it before. Uh-huh. So I was like, I ain't, you ain't slick on me. But their trick to me was, it was only me in my entire friend group. It was only me that they'll come up to you. Hey, you from Africa? You African? Huh? Like me and you, huh? Me and you. You from Africa? No.
You talking about the ancestry DNA?
Yeah. But it got so annoying to, like, it was at least 7 or 8 people would do that to me.
Yeah.
7 to 8. And it was just annoying. So after, like, the third person, you know, I started playing with them. And, you know, I would have the bracelet that they would give me, like, other people would give me. And they all had different ones, but mostly the same design. And I would throw it at them, you know, say, hey, it's for you, free, my friend. Like, their whole spiel, but I would do it to them. And it was fun. Yeah, I hated those people.
You said that was in Italy?
Yeah, Rome. Because there was no other beggars or, you know, like, sketchy people.
What was the cleanest city, like, big city you were in?
Cleanest big city.
Our big cities, I feel like, aren't very clean.
Oh, yeah, no, they're grimy as hell.
Yeah.
So I would say, like, if I'm comparing to U.S. cities that I've been to, U.K. was definitely like New York. So just like a very grimy and just like, you know, not grimy, but like, I don't know, like it felt just like New York. Rome felt like L.A., that was the griminess. Like, it was very grimy. Obviously, there's not a hotel, like, not hotel camp, but, like, homeless camps everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, there was, you know, beggars and scammers everywhere. There was some guy who tried to pickpocket another guy, and the other guy grabbed him and was, like, calling the police. So that was, like, L.A., so, like, the cleanest cities was, I think, like, either Barcelona or Belgium. There wasn't much trash. Like, Spain, there's a trash can everywhere. They have dumpsters everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, there's no way that, like, you could hold on to trash or just throw it away. Like, throw it on the ground. Because there's constantly always going to be trash cans.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Belgium was just, you know, beautiful. There's like, you don't throw anything on the floor. Like, there wasn't much trash cans, but I mean, there, it was not dirty at all. Yeah. And then Florence and Venice. Venice was very clean. There's no homeless. There wasn't very, like, I didn't see any homeless people or anything like that in Venice. But I would say about Venice is that's a city you will get lost in.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how the locals move around there, because there's no, everywhere we go in Europe, there's no signs, there's no street signs. It's literally like for us, Matt, it was, we can't walk side by side. Like, it's not, like, their alleys are not at all, like, wide. Like, in Florence, it was fine. What?
Their alleys are fat phobic?
Yes. Let's just say in Europe, there's no fat people. I saw a few fat people in Rome, but, like, that was, like, maybe one or two. And I spent, like, 5 days in there. I only saw two.
So they're the entire trip. So the Italians don't eat their own food, or what? So they don't eat they eat like a lot of fish and stuff, probably.
I would say Italian, I think the reason why we as Americans are so fat is because we have so much product in our foods, and that, you know, all these GMOs and all that, and like everywhere in Italy was just fresh. I mean, you could taste it. Like
I saw a TikTok talking about that, how basically their move to, I don't remember if it was Spain or Australia from the US, and they've been there for a year, and they stock their fridge with basically the same type of food that they would get at the US, in the US, like frozen foods, frozen chicken nuggets, like all that stuff. And they, like, the girl, she's already lost like 30 pounds, even though she's been eating the exact same way that she's been eating. That she was eating in the U.S.
Yeah. I felt like I didn't gain weight and I didn't lose weight, but I ate a lot. But by the amount of, like, how much we were walking, like, daily,
yeah,
I think burned it all off. But, like, even the food, like, it was just fresh. Like, and especially in Italy, like, they're so, like, the vibe there is just like everything's homey. So I can understand why like COVID ripped through that country, because they're very up close and personal, you know, they're really like the family, you know, it's family. Like, they treat you like family.
Yeah, when you're so here,
Olive Garden is right. Yeah, Olive Garden is right. but it was a lot of like, if you didn't like the food, don't pay for it kind of feeling. Okay. Like, they would say that, like, if you don't like the food, don't pay for it. Because they take pride in what they make.
Wow.
And if there is one country I would go back to, is Italy, easily. Like, their wine there, too. Oh, my God. I don't drink wine at all. But the wine was like water, basically. Like, it was just so smooth and so good to taste. Like, every wine I had there was amazing. Like, there, and it's cheap wine, too. It's like €3 a glass, and it's like a pretty big glass. Like, it was amazing. The tiramisu, oh my God.
All right. Well, with that said, folks, we're going to pause for a moment and come back with more from Jeremy's trip in the motherland. Hang tight.
Hang ten.
And so we are back. We are back, folks. What were you going to say, Patty?
When am I going to get my gift from your Europe trip?
Europe trip? Yeah. Where's our souvenirs?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Europe souvenirs?
I was promised a bride like Michael Corleone's bride.
I was promised some cheese.
Hey.
Jeremy, do you remember Michael Corleone's bride? When he got sent to Europe?
Yeah,
and then she Italy.
Wasn't she like all in the red when she came to the wedding?
She gets blown up.
Oh,
he met her. Do you remember, like, he...
Oh, in Sicily. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he went to Sicily.
Yes.
To, like, mm-hmm. hide out or whatever. And then yes. he meets this girl. They get married, and then she gets blown up.
Yes, I remember
I was that. Expecting you were, like, going to get me one of those.
A blown-up bride?
No, pre-blown-up. But I'll take, like,
I would have got one for myself.
Yeah, I'll take a keychain, though, if you got it.
I got you a few snow globes.
Nice.
I got Patricia. It's actually right here. I got her. So, from London and from Belgium. The rest of the trip, I had no space for food. But these are like London cookies.
Ooh,
digestives.
Digest? Are those good for my digestive?
Yes, I had it, and they, you know, they taste like chocolate cookies, and then authentic Belgium chocolates.
Nice. They're known for their chocolates.
And that's it.
Cool.
I need no to go cheese. Pick them up.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping we'll all be in office pretty soon.
Yeah, in like a month or so.
We've been. I don't know. We'll see. We've been apart pretty much since before Christmas. So I do miss you guys a bunch. But
that apparently is not enough to be in the office with me next week.
That's right. Patty, we're going to hit the tag there. She's going to go in office. I'm going to stay home next week. And
I mean, I would have done the same. I wouldn't want to be alone with the office with Patty.
Yeah. But
I'm going to be upstairs most of the time anyways.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, so Jeremy, in closing out with the whole Europe thing, out of the countries that you visited, which country do you think you would thrive in, like, culture-wise, culturally? Where do you think you would thrive?
Culturally, like I said, London's very Americanized, so that would be easiest to blend in.
Yeah.
And plus they speak English.
Yeah, but not the real English, but they speak a version of it. Yeah.
Thriving. I will say Spain because of the siestas.
But yeah, I was thinking that. We talked about this before.
Very much so. I could see why, and it helps a lot to the morale.
They're happier, like it.
What?
They're happier people overall.
Yeah. They're assholes.
So the naps don't help. I mean, they certainly don't contribute anything to the world anymore, but
yeah, that's true.
Like, they don't innovate or do anything that the world needs. But I mean, as long as they're happy, I guess. But you're saying they're not even happy. I would
say they were probably the most, like, the whole trip, maybe no one was really rude to us. Mm-hmm. But I would say Spain was probably, like, the
least friendly.
Bad service. Just bad service.
Okay.
The worst service I got was in Rome in this little shop. It was a, I don't know what you call these people anymore, a gay guy, but he looked like his pronouns were like they or something like that. I don't know. You know, like that type.
Here?
Big guy, pink and blue hair, had a nose ring.
Like a Caesar type?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gave a lot of attitude. Like, he did like a deep sigh and rolled his eyes when he walked in. And I was like, okay, we don't need this. Like, no one else gave this attitude except you. Like, he didn't want to be there. He didn't want to serve us.
Hmm.
Yeah. Real mechanic. Yeah, I would say that. But in Spain, you know, like, Spain's something else, man. Like, their service, again, everyone in my friend group spoke Spanish, so it was easy for them. But it was hard for them, like, just to get service.
Right.
Like, the orders, like, it was like a hassle just to get an order in.
So they spoke for you a lot when you were there?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, that's good.
And then I learned some French and some Italian to speak with the locals.
And the ladies specifically?
Yeah, the ladies. No, we didn't, like, we did not talk to anyone. Like, we stayed in our own group. Just so you know, like, COVID-wise, like, we constantly had to test for COVID.
Yeah, and how did you avoid COVID, this whole thing? I don't get it.
Well, I would say it's because we didn't really stay and mingle with anyone. Like, we kept to ourselves. We had our own little space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in Belgium, the Delirium is, like, one of the most popular bars in Belgium, like, in Brussels.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we had our little own corner that, like, would fit all of us. Like, I'd say the COVID friendly, like, the COVID space of where we would have caught it would have probably been in that bar, because they're like, there was a basement that we were forced into.
Uh-oh.
And there was a whole bunch of people in there. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah. We kept to ourselves and, you know, distanced ourselves from everyone else. But my friend did get sick, and I had to sleep in the bed with him. But he didn't have COVID. He just had pneumonia, it turns out. So
thank God.
Yeah. He just told us that like 2 days ago, because he went to the doctors and like, yeah, what is it? Because he didn't get better. He's like, oh, it's not COVID. It's pneumonia.
Yeah, cool. But overall, it was a great experience for you and the friend group.
Was that? Yeah, well, the thing is, like, I didn't really spend time with my best friends over there, like Kenny and Melissa.
Uh-huh.
So when I went out there, I was basically like a kid. I was a child because I had no phone. So I had to stick with the group that I was in because they had service and, you know, data. Huh. And I bought a SIM card that came in the day after I left. So like, okay, cool. That's useless to me now. I couldn't text. I couldn't, you know, get on Google Maps. I couldn't like see where I needed to go unless if there was Wi-Fi, and there was really no Wi-Fi anywhere. And really? If there was, it was really bad. The only times I got to get on Wi-Fi is when I was at the apartments or the hotel we were staying in.
Yeah.
We were rarely there. So I had to stick with a group with, you know, I didn't mind it, but I mean, I would have wanted to spend more time with my Kenny and Melissa more.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was fun. Like, we were constantly moving, though, like, constantly, constantly moving.
Yeah. So
which I didn't, like, towards the end, I didn't like at all. And, like, because I just wanted to rest, and I was just tired. And, like, the last, like, 2 days I was in Spain, I didn't want to go out. I just wanted to stay in and lay in the bed.
Gotcha.
Rest.
All right, so knowing, obviously, I've never been to Europe. I've never left North America, actually. But, if you were to curate a trip for me, knowing my personality, what country do you think I would mesh? I would mesh with.
Well, London's very much like, I would say it's the easiest one. And I think Italy. Everyone should go to Italy, no matter what. Italy is just amazing.
Yeah, so from what you posted, I mean, the things that amazed me from what you posted was, like, the architecture and the art.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Crazy, like, I don't know, ridiculously intricate and timeless. I don't know. I was just amazed by, like, everything you posted that was, like, that classic architecture or, like, art pieces and stuff.
Yeah. So in the Vatican, you're not supposed to take any pictures of the Sistine Chapel at all.
Uh-huh.
They said no phones, no cameras, no videos, and you had to stay quiet. Like, they were constantly on the mics saying, you know, silencio,
yeah,
no phones, no cameras, and they'll walk around making sure no one had the cameras out.
Uh-huh.
So when I had to take pictures, it had to be, like, you know, secretive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say Italy for you, Matt, and for Patty.
Cool.
Italy. I would say also Brussels was amazing too. Yeah, it's just very different. Like, you know, like once we left London, that's when I felt like we were in Europe because everyone was speaking a whole different language, and then the architecture was completely different.
Yeah, it's
like they were speaking French, and then obviously in Italy they're speaking Italian.
Well, yeah. I may be going to Europe later this year.
To Prague?
I may have some free time in Europe, and I haven't exactly figured out where I want to go, so that's why I wanted to talk to you about that. I'm sure we'll talk about it more before I make any definitive plans, but yeah. All your posts were amazing, and I thoroughly enjoyed them.
Well, it's for you.
Thank you. Patty, do you have any...
I don't remember them. I just remember the English breakfast.
Cool. Yeah, I know. That's the only thing that was on your... That's always on your mind.
All right, well, I... obviously, we got the two big stories out of the way. Totally. We're going to talk about me. We're going to talk about the fact that I got COVID. Think about half the country got COVID after Christmas.
Yeah. I came back and everything was like completely different. I left and there was, you know, COVID test centers everywhere. Mm-hmm. You go and get a test the same day and results were the same day. Everything looked fine. And then I come back and everyone's like, yeah, like 8 people I know got COVID. There's no testing anywhere now. It's like a week away.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, we got the Omicron, which is pretty mild. I mean, I can only speak for myself, but it went through my whole family. But my experience with it was pretty much a cold. And I still feel like it's affecting my throat and stuff like that. Not like a sore throat or anything, just that my voice hasn't returned to its normal thing. But it was like a couple days where I just kind of felt a little bit crummy. And then after that, it got a little bit better each day. I lost my sense of taste and smell for like four or five days.
Whoa.
How was that? Weird. You know, the problem with that was that would have been a great time to like eat really healthy because you can't taste anything. Mm-hmm. Did I do that? No. I ate like Ben and Jerry's and I ate all this stuff. I couldn't taste a bit of it. And yet I ate terrible food.
Like you just imagined the taste?
Yeah, basically. I imagined it. And that was really one of the dumbest decisions I've made in quite some time. But I should have gotten on track with like eating healthy stuff because, you know, what's the point? But I felt crummy for a couple days. I don't think I ever got a fever, although I don't have a thermometer, so I don't know. But it was mostly like sore throat, a little bit of a headache, loss of taste and smell. It wasn't that bad, honestly. This Omicron's kind of weak.
Damn. Don't call it weak.
I did get my booster today.
The fourth one?
The third one. I'm on the third dose here. And so the day I tested positive, which is a few days after Christmas, was the day I was scheduled for my booster, which is hilarious. Oh, nice. But I decided to reschedule and I got it today. And I realized that people are still really uptight about COVID and vaccines and stuff, like on both sides. I went in there, I sat down in the chair, and then I made the joke about how I was doing my part to help the Moderna CEO get his third yacht. And the guy was not happy with me that I said that. And he just, his whole expression changed. So I was like kind of confused as to why he couldn't tell I was just like being playful, because like I'm not against vaccines, but I also think that like this is clearly like lining the pockets of these big pharma. I don't know. I thought I was just having fun, but he kind of, his whole demeanor changed. And I got the heck out of there once they jabbed me. But
what's his race?
I'll tell you off air.
Oh.
But
I know what you mean then.
Let's just say,
I don't think people working in the medical field are very
anti-vax.
Happy.
Happy about, just happy in general.
Yeah.
They're just not open to jokes or what?
No.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. My whole attitude with COVID has changed over the course of the last year and a half. But I thought I was being playful, and it didn't go over so well. But I'm glad you guys laughed your heads off when I made that joke. Thank you. He warned me that I was going to probably have some bad side effects, but so far I feel fine. That was my COVID experience. I had to work 1 week from home after the Christmas break, which was painful, but I'm back in office now, thankfully. And that's pretty much all I have. So these other two people have much more exciting lives than me, and I just have to come to terms with that. So let's get to Triple Wreck, right?
Yeah.
Triple Wreck, what do you guys recommend other than getting married and traveling to Europe?
Damn. I have two. Okay. The Witcher Season 2 is now on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
So if you like that kind of that show type environment,
you like that, like genre,
there you go, genre.
which is like fantasy,
Lord of the Ring-esque,
yeah, Middle Earth type fantasy,
yeah. The Weeknd just dropped a new album. It's pretty good. It's called Dawn FM.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend that.
Yeah. What about Kanye's new girlfriend?
We don't talk about that.
I tried to tell you about her back when Uncut Gems came out. You were not.
I was not interested. But I did love her in that.
Yeah, you were not having
Uncut Gems. That is all I can recommend.
Cool. Patty, you have anything to recommend?
They just, the new season of Euphoria just came out, and I've been into it.
Oh, that
I started rewatching the first season, but I'm watching it in Spanish.
It changes everything, huh?
It changes a lot.
Yeah, so I've heard.
That's pretty much it.
Cool.
I watched Interstellar on the plane. If you haven't watched that movie.
I love that movie.
Oh my god. I was literally on the edge of my seat on the plane.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan.
Watching that movie. That was an amazing movie.
You really like amazing. Tenet too, right?
Yeah.
That movie still confuses me. I tried to watch it on that flight, Jeremy, and I was confused. But Interstellar, amazing. Inception, amazing.
Shutter Island,
amazing. Shutter Island. Well, it's not Christopher Nolan, but. So Euphoria season 1 and 2, Patty?
Well, season 2 just started, but they're doing a week by week episode. So the first episode is the only one up right now.
Yeah.
In the same realm, if you haven't done so already, go watch Spider-Man.
Nobody wants to go with me.
I want to go with you. I want to go see it again.
Yeah, we will, but you're busy this weekend, so
Yeah, next weekend it is.
It might be next weekend, yeah. Yeah, Spider-Man, I really do want to see it. I'm going to recommend, I saw the new Scream movie.
Oh, yeah.
Alone, per usual. And it was a lot of fun. And it just reminded me that I really love the whole franchise. I recommend the whole franchise. I do think the first one is the best, as is most franchises. The first one is the best, but they've all, you know, they all have some good things going on with them.
What was the first one called?
It's called Scream. And then the newest one was called Scream.
Okay.
But that's what they seem to be doing now with these franchises.
Gotcha.
It's like,
you never answered my question I asked.
What was the joke? What were you watching at Matt's? Oh, The Purge. There you go. That's what it was.
Mm. There was a joke about The Purge?
It's not the first Purge. It's The Purge. Something about the first Purge and Purge the first. First Purge and first the first Purge movie.
Yeah, we had a real who's on first moment trying to figure out the sequence of the Purge films. But I recommend Scream, the fifth one, which is just called Scream. But I recommend the whole series. I'm going to be rewatching them shortly. But if you like murder mysteries, if you like whodunits, and they are not, it's technically horror, it's a slasher, but it's not supernatural. So for those people that get nightmares about ghosts and demons, you don't got to worry about that. It's just someone with a knife who wants to kill you, so not scary at all.
Is it like Get Out type vibes?
There's not a lot of, it's all white people.
Basically. Oh. Well, yeah, obviously.
You don't have to worry about the racial undertones.
But I mean, like
who died first? Is it
like the thriller type movie?
It's a thriller. Yeah. So basically, you have I was telling someone else that we work with about this one today. But basically, what? Basically, what the Scream movies are is you have a cast of characters, usually pretty much like a group of friends, kind of. And basically, there's a killer and people within the group and some outsiders start dying, but one of the people in the group usually is the killer. And so you have people dying. So basically everyone's a suspect. You start thinking, oh, this person's kind of shady. And then I think they're the killer and then they end up dying. And then you're like, they're not the killer. I need to recalibrate. And you do that. And it's basically it's a murder mystery.
I ask you a question.
Sure, go ahead.
In the chat.
Uh-huh.
About when you said you went to go see the movie.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't answer it.
You said, why are you such a loser who sees movies alone? those are the kind of questions I don't like.
No, the question was, in our office,
uh-huh,
who would be the main suspect of being the killer?
Who gives off killer vibes?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Jerry gave his answer.
I know. I've seen all five movies, and I want to say, like, they kind of bucked the trend, like, in some of the movies. It's like, sometimes it's the person you most suspect, sometimes it's the person you least suspect, but oftentimes it's the person you most medium suspect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Word to Dwight.
Yes. And so it's like, it's really hard to like pin it because I've seen all five movies and it's been all of them. I think in some ways I could be the killer.
All of us the killers. We are all the killers.
I don't think Patty, but definitely me and Jeremy could be killers, like depending on what the end motive is. Because if you watch these movies, at the end it's obviously revealed and you the killer does a whole monologue about why they're the killer, what they're trying to accomplish.
I'm too stupid to be a killer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Anyways.
Or is that what I want you guys to think?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. But I'm going to be rewatching these soon. I know that our group that gets together to watch things, I know about half of the group is not really into horror movies. So, yeah.
That's, I think it would be either Stacy.
No.
Would be the killer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
Because she is scary Scorpio vibes, all right? Mm-hmm. Like, you meet her and you're like, oh no, she's cool girl, friendly, you know. Mm-hmm. But then you get into the inside of her brain.
Uh-huh.
She's a little scary.
Gotcha. All right, folks. Well, that's it. We will see you guys in another 4 to 5 months.
All right.
No, I would like to get to 100 episodes before we call it a day. We're getting there. I would like to do these more often.
Maddie, looks like you just stepped into like, what's that one horror movie where they like videotape?
Paranormal Activity?
No, well, yeah, that one and then the other one that's older. It's like they're in the woods.
Oh,
Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my computer's dying, and so I had to plug it in. But I went to an even darker part of the house. Yeah, all right, folks, that's pretty much all we have. We will see you guys soon. Don't want to make any promises, but we are back.
And we're back.
I think out of all the years, 2022 is going to be one of them.
It's true. It is.
With that said, we will see you guys. And I honestly, if we're going to keep this going, I want to start getting some other coworkers to come on and maybe answer some questions. I miss doing that, getting some fresh blood in here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's think about some people that we work with that we might want to bring on the pod. All right. See you guys soon.
Au revoir.
Ready?
Ciao. That's what Gabe would say.
Arrivederci.
There we go. Okay, bye, guys.